Well, we've always learned about droshes, and we've always, I mean, I've heard other people do them. And so I figured I'd take it upon myself this week to study and to read through this week's parasha and try and find something. Well, I have to say, this has been an interesting parasha. This week's reading is about Balak and Balaam and the donkey. There are so many great things to focus on from this reading. Where can I start? Well, there's the talking donkey, the fearful Balak, and Balaam, who's riding the fence as a prophet. One of the things was that I noticed Balak was afraid of the Israelites. He must have heard the talk about that tribe because he was so afraid he asked Balaam to come curse them. And from our readings, we learn that Balak was determined to be rid of the Israelites. Numbers 23:21 says, "No one has seen guilt in Yaakov or perceived perversity in Israel. Adonai their God is with them and acclaimed as king among them." Another translation says, "No misfortune is seen in Jacob, no misery observed in Israel. The Lord their God is with them. The shout of the king is among them." Think about that. Hashem is telling Balaam there is no iniquity in Israel. How can that be? We know as well as everyone else that Israel had many problems. Was Hashem blind to them? No, Hashem was not blind. In fact, he was honoring the covenant with them. Our Abba is loving and gracious. Numbers 24:9 says, "He couched, he lay down as a lion. As a lioness, who shall rouse him up? Everyone who blesses you is blessed. Everyone who curses you is cursed." Hashem could not allow Balaam to curse Israel because of his promise, his covenant with Israel. I wondered how Hashem could say such stuff about Israel, yet it is exactly what I needed to hear. Imagine how much love and truth is in our Abba that he can overlook our many faults. That is what he is. Hashem did not feel the need to share Israel's garbage with Balaam. Hallelujah. I was thinking about how Israel was under attack without knowing that they were under attack. I immediately thought of a verse from the Apostolic Scriptures. Romans 8:31 says, "What then shall we say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Why would our Father allow us to be cursed or attacked? He guards and protects those he loves." Out of all the many verses I read, this was the one that jumped out to me. Numbers 23:21. "No misfortune is seen in Jacob." Really? "No misery observed in Israel." There was plenty of misery and complaining. "The Lord their God is with them." Oh, wow. This, how amazing that is. He is with them. "The shout of the king is among them." This sounds like a battle cry, a banner to be lifted, an assurance of might and protection. I want for you to know that our Father loves us. He will not sell us out to the enemy. Hashem loves us so much that he will use plain things to stop us from going in the wrong direction. Remember Genesis 12:3. "I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. All of the families of the earth will be blessed in you." Thank you.